We are up to Simin Reish Dalid, and we'll be doing Sif Aleph. So up until now, we learned the halachas of things that were borei priya eitz and borei priya adama. Al davar she'en gidulo min aretz, something that doesn't grow from the ground at all, kagon basar behema, chaya v'ov, dogim, the meat of a behema, a chaya, a bird, a fish, beitzim, eggs, chol of milk, gvina, as well as cheese, these things don't grow from the ground at all, and therefore the Mechaber will end off saying that the bracha on it is shahakol. Now he mentions some other things that do grow from the ground, but for one reason or another, they do not get a bracha other than shahakol. Upash she'ipsho, a moldy bread. V'tavshel she'nishtana tzuroso v'niskalkel, or any kind of dish where its form got ruined and it doesn't taste good. Now, what's this talking about? If it's moldy bread that's totally inedible, it's in a royal achila, filo ayadei adchak, the halach is it gets no bracha whatsoever. What we're talking about is something that's royal achila ayadei adchak, and there it's bracha ishaakol. Vinovlos, that's another one, and we saw this before. Shem tmorim shebishlam v'sorfam hachom v'yavshu. These are dates that were ripened and then burnt by the heat, and they dried up. So it's either that these are just second-rate dates in the first place, or b'mikra, the sun dried them up. So they, too, are considered having undergone a shinui l'greusa. They got changed for the worse, and they become a shakol. Vala govai. Govai are locusts. Now, why? What's the chiddush in locusts? Locusts also don't grow from the ground, and it's a davar pashut that they're shakol. They should belong with basar behema chaya v'of. It should have said, and chagovim. So the Mishnah Berurah says that this is because there's actually a machlokas in the Mishnah, what the bracha is on govai, on locusts. Rabbi Yehuda holds that since when it comes, it's a klala, it doesn't get a bracha. You don't make a bracha on a food that be'etzem is a klala. Kamash malon, that the halach is not like him. Val hamelach, salt, it's royal achila, and you say a shakol on it. Val mei melach, salt water. Bial hamorok, what is morok? This is the gravy of meat. Meat gravy is also shakol. Valknehim upitrios. Those are forms of mushrooms. They do not grow from the ground, they grow on the ground. They're funguses. Vialkore, what's that? Haga. Shuharach anitosav bi'ilin b'chol shona. This is referring to the soft part that gets added onto a palm tree every year. Before it hardens and dries up, it is edible, but no one plants their palm tree for the sake of people eating this. So it's called lava daita dahochenati, and therefore it's bracha ishaakol. V'alulve gefanim, those little springy green things that grow along with the grapes, val shkedim mitukim sheochlim osam kesheim rakim beklipehem. Shkedim mitukim, this is regular almonds. They are grown for the sake of being eaten once they're ripe. Here you're eating them when they're very, very small. The nut itself, there's nothing there to it. What you're really eating is the shell, and at that point it's soft. So it's brachis shakol, because again, lava daita dahokanati. We did learn that when you're dealing with the shkedim amorim, a different species of almonds, the almonds that are bitter, they are grown to be eaten in that form or toasted. Whereas regular almonds, they're not meant to be eaten in that form. And once again, the ikur of what you're eating is the shell, and the shell is lava daita dochenati. So it's shakol. V'al chaziz, v'hu shachas, which is tvua that did not yet bring a shlish. So this is tvua that's not fully grown. Now, what is this? So this really should have the same halacha as boser that we learned back in Reish Beis, which means like unripe fruit, and it's lav ikur pri. Lav ikur pri goes down one level. So in Eitz, it became Adama. In Adama, it becomes Shahakol, because that's the level it goes down. So it turns out that the Shahakol on this Shachas is different than the Shahakols on lots of the other things we learned. A Shahakol, for example, on the Shkedim Hametukim, when they're small, is because it's Lava Daita Dohochenati. You're eating a part of the fruit that you did not plant it for. Whereas over here, it's not Lava Daita Dohochenati, it's just Lav Ikur Pri. Since it's Lav Ikur Pri, it goes down one level. But what is that? B'mikra, that happens to be Shahakol. Further, Va'al Kro Chaya. So this is referring to a raw pumpkin, where the assumption is that nobody eats it raw. People would be makbid not to eat it raw, so it's shakol. Val kimcha desari, on the flour made of the flour of barley. Why is this? Because people don't eat it. You don't just eat raw kemach, so you make a shakol. Val sheichar tmorim v'sheichar saorim. On beer, whether it is the beer that is made of dates or it's the beer that is made of hops, of barley. Why is that? So Tosfos says that the reason why it's shakol is because it's made for drink. So even though when it came to cooked fruit, the juice of it, meaning if you just drink the liquid, we saw that there was a machlokas, the Rosh and the Rashba, not so when you definitely cooked it only for the sake of the drink and you even throw out whatever was in it. Also the water of Saorim that they cook for a chola. Val ispe de dabra, wild grasses. She'enom nizroim, that people don't plant, they just grow on their own. Now the Mishnah Berurah says that what counts is not necessarily whether you planted it or it grew on its own. It just so happens that the stuff that grows on its own, probably people don't really feel like eating all that much. But if you have a good fruit that happens to grow on its own, the halacha is that you will still make its rightful bracha on it. V'al shevesh akorin anito, rotzalomer anis, v'al kmon v'kuspar. These are all spices. The latama avidi. Because these are meant only for taste. V'lo la'achila. They're not meant to be eaten. They're just meant to be spices. Vinegar that was added to water in a way that it's drinkable. If it's not drinkable, it gets no bracha. But in a case where it is drinkable, so its halacha is that you make a shakol on it.